I wanted to catch up and see if there was anything left over from the dyad that we were doing this morning. Any leftover questions, reflections, thoughts? Or maybe it's just the people who aren't here have them all. Okay.
I did have,
can you hear me?
I did have a question about the inner resource. Could I ask that now?
Yes, go ahead.
In level one, you talked about inviting the emotion, energy, etc., in for tea. And was that into the inner resource?
No, the inner resource is kind of like a place where a person can go for a time out. Okay. So if we set up the inner resource and having them experiencing all their emotions and thoughts and beliefs and visitors in the time out place, then it's not really a place for time out. So someone who has a strong inner resource, that's up to them. They might want to invite somebody in, but we want the resource to have strong boundaries.
Because I built an inner resource and then an inner resource inside the inner resource, inside the inner resource. I mean, that's what I envision, and I've invited the energies in to this big room where I serve them tea. But there's another safe place.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Which I have another safe place.
Right. So I'm conceptualizing the inner resource as that safe place.
Okay. Yeah.
So we don't want to get it confusing to people we're presenting from. Keep it very clear.
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah, they'll start inviting energies into it and it'll disrupt their whole sense of safety.
So it really, when we're teaching this, it's that place. So you're inviting the energy in for tea into another place.
Right.
Okay.
The boardroom or the tea room or guest house.
Guest house.
Yeah.
By the pool. Oh, near the cabana.
You mentioned ab reactions. Could you give a definition and...
Sure, and it's actually in your manual.
Yeah.
And an ab reaction is basically a strong emotional response. So it's classified as a release of emotional tension. So that could be positive, it could be negative. So an ab reaction could be laughter and joy, but it's oftentimes the way we see it is tears and... or anger, burst of anger.
Is this an expression of the Manamaya kosha?
I think of it as it could be in the Manamaya, it could be in the Vijnanamaya. They're all kind of mixed together, actually, because you think it's coming in the body. It's got an energetic impact. A lot of people start to feel streaming. So Pranamaya. It's got an emotional core to it. It might have a belief behind it.
Right.
So it's strong because you're getting such a mixture of everything coming out at once.
Is this the integration in action?
An ab reaction is often a breaking down a defense. And so in that moment when it breaks down, long-held emotion can pour through. Or something that has been repressed from consciousness can all of a sudden move in and stream in. So we think of normally that kind of, that's the way I normally think of it, is some breaking down of a defense that was holding back all this energy and all of a sudden there's nothing to contain it and it comes out with a big rush.
And so it's welcomed and we're into the inquiry.
Like anything else, yeah. I give the example of a person I was in a RIRES group with many years ago. And she started softly crying, and she was crying more and more. So I could feel she was starting to have an ab reaction. So I went over next to her and just whispered in her ear, "You're among friends." She let out the most blood-curdling scream. And I just started doing my pattern to everybody else. Welcome the sounds that are coming in. Welcome how this is impacting your body. What is this evoking for you? Can you welcome this and be with this? So we're doing that. Later on, she told me that it was a memory that she had been repressing when her daughter had been murdered. And all the rage that she was feeling and the guilt and the remorse that had been repressed. And she said it was the most liberating experience. It had happened about 10 years before. And she had never been able to contact that energy. So it was a big, deep release. But the blood-curdling scream was just phenomenal. So that was a good example of a reaction. And it's happening in the middle. We had like 30, 40 people in the room. And I'm just going on as if this is just normal. And how is this impacting you? And this is life, isn't it? Just coming in, unannounced, and let's be with this. Yeah. Absolutely, Dahl.
Okay. After each dyad that I've been the listener for, mm-hmm. I about 20 minutes after it's all over and after the integration, my whole body starts to vibrate and shake. And so I thought, well, it's probably just adrenaline release. And so I went into it. But I don't really want to experience that after each dyad. Because physically I don't think I can handle that. And so I'm not sure if that's normal or if I'm not grounding myself enough, or just some tips on that.
I would do I rest on it. it could be many things. We don't know. So it'd be like welcoming it and trying to use it as a portal to understand what is it? Is it the release of the energy that you had during the session? Is it something else? Is it low blood pressure, sugar? Who knows? So I would want to just really welcome it in. And the preference, isn't it, to not have it. So, I mean, that's something that I would do an individual dyad with me or somebody else with, just tag and see if you could take a few moments. And, well, unfortunately, we're not doing any more dyads because you could have set it up for 20 minutes after the dyad. but I don't know. You know, that's just, it's a personal flavor to dive in. Is anybody else having that experience? Val's the only one in the world. I know. I mean, I've had similar kinds of things when so much energy has run through and you're just vibrating afterwards, and sometimes the energy that you've received has to vibrate all the way through you, and especially when it's a very strong dyad. And that's just a matter of fact of working with people. Because whatever they're bringing in the room, you're feeling it in your body. Hopefully we're transparent enough that it just moves right through and we walk out into the next moment. But sometimes we can't walk out in the next moment. We need to welcome what you're talking about. Anything else?
I get real thirsty afterwards. When I mm-hmm. come out, I'm real thirsty or hungry.
Yeah, so we just run a marathon.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I actually keep water next to me in all my sessions, and I'll drink. I try to drink actually about a good cup or two during a session just to keep myself hydrated. It's a lot of work. I mean, your psychic energy, when you're really attuning to a person and you're all there. No, this is deep, intense work. I had a wonderful poem I'd love to read. Where's Denise? Is she here? Can I embarrass you? I was thinking of this poem afterwards. It's yeah, she and I just played tennis together. She beat me. this is one of my favorite poems. It's called Grammar by Tony Hoagland. And I was just thinking of the kind of quality of energy that was there after the session. So I thought of this. So I'm dedicating this to you. This is a fun one. Maxine, back from a weekend with her boyfriend, smiles like a big cat and says that she's a conjugated verb. She's been doing the direct object with a second person pronoun named Phil, and when she walks into the room, everybody turns. Some kind of light is coming out of her head. Even the geraniums look curious. And the bees, if they were here, they'd buzz suspiciously around her hair, looking for the door in to her corona. We're all attracted to the perfume of fermenting joy, and we've all tried to start the fire. And one day, maybe it will blaze up on its own in you. In the meantime, she's the one today among us who's most able to bear the idea of her own beauty. And when we see it, what we do is natural. We take our burned hands out of our pockets and we clap. Isn't that beautiful? That's Tony Hoagland, Grammar, Dancing with Joy. So what I'd love to do, because I want to make sure we've got the time to do it, is I want to break you into small groups. And I was thinking about six in a group. How many people? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 34. So a couple of groups may have five. We're going to give you about an hour to come up with a pitch, an elevator pitch. And then we're going to come back, and one of you is going to present the pitch from your group. And I'd love it if you'd write it down and have a good time with it. Make it as serious or as funny as you'd like. We've had the whole spectrum. But think of it as a serious exercise that you'll be sharing and that we could all participate in and then draw from in creating our own elevator pitches as we go out into the world, because you're going to be asked this over and over. And I love the idea when someone turns to me and they said, "What were you doing?" Because if I said meditation, they will invariably look at me and say, "You know, I need to learn how to relax too." So they pigeonholed me. If I say I was just teaching yoga, they say, "Oh, you know, I need to get some more exercise myself." And we're pigeonholed. But when we say, "I've been doing iRest," they go, "What is that?" So we have a portal to really open up, and can we present it in a secular manner and in an emotional manner? Because we're trying to capture the imagination of the other person of why would they want to do this? So you're trying to pull it out of why am I doing this? So you capture this question of why, and we're trying to find the emotional hook that people sit up and take notice. And then you can talk about the what or the how. So you can bring the what and the how into your pitch if you want. But that opening statement somehow needs to capture people. Like Apple does and Google does and other organizations that, Apple computers, they're not selling a computer. They're selling an idea. We're different. That's what they got. Remember that first ad? The guy running through with a sledgehammer breaking, what was he, breaking something down, windows or whatever? You know, we're breaking down the establishment. That's what they sold, and that's what they're still selling. Yes. There we go. So we want that portal. Right. I rest for Harleys, and actually I've been invited to do a presentation for the Harley-Davidson group in Marin. but yeah, I rest is a tool set for life that's going to help you meet every situation you're ever going to find yourself in with a sense of equanimity and peace. Whatever hooks them, you can use that. So what I'd love to do is give you until about 3:20, and or maybe we'll go to 3:30, and then we'll come back, we'll make the pitches, and we'll see what time we have left over. Feel free to go wherever you want, and if you need some help, call on us. We'll help you. So would you divide yourself into groups of